Wanderers. It is not just a show, it is a way of life. Hello, I am your host, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike.
How's it going, man?
Good, man. My headphones sound weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure, and I'm only saying this as a precursor to anything that might happen, I am pretty sure I am dying of something.
Yeah?
I don't know, man. I'm getting very bald. I'm forgetting stuff. Aches and pains in a lot of places.
AIDS. Definitely AIDS.
Oh, damn. By the way,
that was too easy, the AIDS thing.
It's an easy... Yeah. I thought you said age, because even my hearing is bad. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Marijuana Wanderers. I am Mike, and Grizz is not here. He's very busy.
Something going on. He's a busy man.
Yeah. He's... there we go. That's
there,
actually...
That's it.
What happened there? Yeah. Okay, there we go. Grizz is busy doing stuff as he can be. He knows he's a construction guy and whatnot.
Yeah, he's been a man's man.
Yeah. You spent some time with him, you told me, on the road, huh?
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, he's an interesting cat, Grizz.
We actually get along, you know, in the podcast. We play these characters where we hate each other, but...
Oh, no, there's great love.
Yeah, there's great love for Grizz.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest about Grizz. Shall we be honest about Grizz? He's very random.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
He's, let me think, we'll say conservative to be polite.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's other words to describe that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he's conservative. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if conservatives would like him saying that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's conservative in an alternative sense.
And by alternative, we mean hillbilly. You know, he's got like a... If it could be 1955 right now,
yeah,
he'd be all right with it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Toronto's changed. I don't like what's going on in City Hall. Meanwhile, he's a big hippie. One day I find him out in the parking lot, and there's like three or four rap artists out there, and they're singing folk songs with him outside of his creepy van. He tells me over Christmas he's catering a party. I'm like, what do you mean? You cook? Oh, yeah. I cater. Dude, I've known you for decades. You don't cater? Yeah, sure I do. I cater quite a bit. I had no idea.
Yeah, conservatives are the new hippies.
Really weird.
And liberals are the new zealots.
What happened there, right?
Yeah, it's super weird. Yeah, and I don't know where to go. I don't know where to stand.
Let me ask you a couple questions. We'll put you in a category. Are you a social justice warrior on any front?
I would say no.
Okay, you're conservative.
Conservative. Okay, yeah. I'm one of the.
Hold on. Are you self-righteous?
No,
you're conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so. So we won't be, you and Grizz are well matched.
Sure, yeah. Sure. We're both neo-Nazis, alt-right.
Take it easy.
Well, it's either you're all or nothing nowadays,
it is
right?
True. You're like canceled. By the way, you're canceled now.
Either way, you know, yeah. Either you're a toxic, evil individual or you're an ally.
Okay, so what we need to do is decide together. Are we going to cancel Nick? I say we cancel Nick.
There's nothing to cancel.
You said Nazi.
I did say Nazi.
You said the word Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have sensitivities. You're canceled.
Yeah. Have you seen Jojo Rabbit?
I loved it.
Yeah, that was great. Eh?
So good.
And it has like 60% on Rotten Tomatoes or something.
How's that
like
possible?
It's got crap reviews.
You know why?
Why?
The word Nazi shows up in it a lot of times.
That's what I suspect. I suspect it's that, again, we've lost the idea of context.
Yeah, man. And that's why you're canceled, Nick. Because you said Nazi.
I said Nazi. That, therefore, I am a Nazi.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I just said I am a Nazi,
and
so that means I'm a Nazi.
Let's just
because
capture
context
that.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, and we'll use that ongoing as the intro for Nick.
Oh God, you're gonna isolate that.
Can you imagine if we isolate that and that becomes part of a theme opening?
Oh God. That
no context at all. Just you screaming that out.
I hate that, but you need to do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll add that to the list of things to do. How you been, buddy?
Good. Staying busy with my whole video shtick.
Yeah, you do a video shtick. By the way, you made a nice commercial from a pod plant company there. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I got a couple of stories to share with you coming up later on in the program. One of them is about what happened to me in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I want to know.
It was fun. Another thing is I thought you could maybe help me understand a little bit what it is that is happening with you and I kind of touched on a little bit earlier today that Vine is making a comeback, but in the form of compilations.
Yeah.
And it is just stoner fodder.
Oh my God. This is what, this is three or four nights a week. This is what I'm doing now. I smoke some indica.
Some what?
Indica.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10:30 PM. Yeah. My usual time.
Yeah.
And, the Vine compilations come out.
Do you have an alarm set? Time to smoke the weed.
I don't need one. I'm counting down the seconds.
It's got, as soon as 10 o'clock, 10:30 rolls around, you hear, smoke weed every day.
Yeah, but it's yeah, like 10:30 comes around. I do my little skinny joint, and then it's time for Vine compilations. And there's the Vine compilations, there's tons of them, and it's stuff like, and they all have great names, like, Vines as rare as my skin being clear, or Vines as rare as a good night's sleep, you know, stuff like that.
That's fun.
There's also a playlist, which I highly recommend, called Important Videos.
Okay.
Now,
writing it down.
Maybe this is rookie stoner stuff, but Important Videos is one of my faves.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Give me a taste of what I might find on there.
Okay, it's just random, really, really bizarre shit. Let me try to think. Like, remember that video? Look at this graph.
Yeah.
You know the.
Look at this graph.
Yeah, that's one of them.
I just love that one, man. God. Because not only did they just rip the one line, but they extended it.
The other one is the Flutter by Fairy, and I gotta find it. This is one of our favorites.
That, by the way, is my handle on Twitter now. Flutter by Fairy.
Oh, Flutter by Fairy.
Yeah. It makes me feel happy. Like, I share joy. I just flutter about sharing joy. Did you know that you and I are kind of wearing like a uniform today? If you noticed
this? Yeah, we're in production. We're wearing black.
We are, yeah. Men in Black.
Okay.
By the way, don't forget to subscribe to this nonsense. Oh.
Okay. So I'm going to show this right now. Yeah, just look up Flutter by Fairy Flies into Fireplace.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, she's setting up her little flutter by. Oh, okay, now it's getting wound up. It's going. It's up in the air. Oh, what a beautiful little butterfly. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Right into the fire. That is a beautiful one. That is another ruined Christmas.
Little girl's toy flying into a fireplace.
One of the ones I saw the other day that was a Vine replay was... I can't remember the name of the cat, but somebody had like bumped into the cat with their foot and the cat gave this look.
Hmm.
And then the person started speaking as the cat off camera, like, you, why do you kick JoJo? Oh, you kick JoJo? Why do you do this? You are terrible. Jail for you for a million years. And I must have watched that like 100 times. And that was the beauty of Vine, right?
Yeah.
Vine was like, I have a friend that did very well with Vine because she was looking at it was my friend's kids. And she's looking at a snail, and she's like, oh, hello, little snail. And her brother comes up and just crushes it. And she loses it. So that thing did like 20 million Vine views.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was never into Vine, and now I'm huge into it. But if you want the modern Vine, it's now TikTok. Of course, Vine went under. But
yeah, but isn't
TikTok
like karaoke something?
Yeah, well, it used to be Musical.ly, and then it turned into TikTok. But it's also now the new platform for these short form crazy videos.
Okay,
here's another one. And I know this is video, but this is the last one I'll show you.
Put it up to your mic. That is a huge whoopee cushion.
Look on the cat's face.
The cat is not impressed. It's blowing mattress fart at me. Yeah. I don't like it.
Look up world's biggest whoopee cushion. Anyway, no more videos.
Okay,
this is an audio podcast.
I know, but you know what? It does help get the creative juices flowing. Yeah. What I also love is the ability. So why don't we open up a TikTok account? That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, start a TikTok.
Yeah, you and I'll just do some TikTok stuff.
It's not my what do you say, medium.
Well, I think that will make it even more fun.
You know?
Yeah, that you and I are so not of that demographic that's going to be on TikTok.
Okay.
That we'll just do everything we can to fit in.
Okay, well, just like it's just us failing at TikTok.
Yeah,
is the whole account. It's like us trying to. I would just imagine it's like it's just we can't make them long. We can't make them short enough, and they just get cut off.
Yeah, and we don't even know. Like a lot of it is just getting set up, and then we push stop when it's time to push play. That happens. You know, we'll boomerfy it.
We'll make it a boomer TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if there will be a boomer TikTok at some point.
I think there already is. Yeah. There's a lot of boomers on TikTok.
It's called Speaker Louder.
Yeah, they're singing country music, though. That's what they do.
Oh,
they do.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of like...
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. I'll have to tune that in.
Yeah.
Do you have TikTok on your phone?
I do.
Look at this.
So, yeah, it's just, again, it's like vertical video this time. So Vine was sort of a square aspect kind of thing.
And
TikTok is more of the vertical
thing. I've noticed that. It takes the whole screen up on your phone, right?
Yeah.
He said, sounding like a dad. Boomer. I hate this.
This sucks.
I have never hated anything more. Who's this?
Oh, she's got a bottle of Coke and Mentos.
Grandma's going to Mentos some Coke. She's actually a little hopped up. She seems like she might have done a couple lines of coke. Why is Grandma doing this?
Don't do that. I thought Diet Coke is the one that
you're wearing
explodes.
Your Sunday shirt.
That was good.
Oh, Granny. Oh.
It's just a cute puppy.
Yeah, it's an adorable puppy video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it. Unless this dog attacks another dog right now, I'm not interested. Oh, he passed away. It was a memorial. This guy's giving us notes. Oh, that's a really clever video.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nick, we can't do anything as good as this. All right, that's nope. TikTok, is it?
Yeah, we didn't even start, and we've already given up on TikTok. We've already been too intimidated by the bottle guy, music guy.
A, because I'm super impressed, and B, I don't like it. I just don't like it. I feel, I don't know, I feel like you really got to come to the floor with some talent there.
Yeah.
Granny taking it in the face with a bottle of Coke is tough to beat.
Yeah. It's either just random sort of,
in her living room. She soaked her couch.
And that was regular Coke. So it's just like pure sugar. So it's just it's going to be squishy and sticky forever.
And already that couch probably had its sticky moments.
Oh yeah.
Granny was not, she wasn't a petite thing. She looks like in Midsummer, that couch is...
Yeah, that's got some some memory in there. That's got some stank.
Memory foam.
Yeah, it's remembering more than the shape of her.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, I don't know that we should be doing those TikToks because that's heavy duty fun.
No.
I think I'm gonna join up though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
So I'm in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Should I say where?
I don't see why not.
I was in Bora Bora. That's not the Caribbean. Where is Bora Bora, by the way? Southeast Asia, South Asia?
I have no idea. I have no idea where Bora Bora is.
You don't know
is.
Where Bora Bora is, stupid?
I've heard it. The name before. I don't know anything about Bora Bora.
Don't you love, I don't know it, but I'm calling you stupid for not knowing it. How do you don't know that, stupid?
But then you're asking me where Bora Bora is.
Yeah, I know. It's Viking behavior. There's something in my DNA. Okay. The other day, my daughter pointed out that it was nice that I narrowly dodged Down syndrome.
Obviously. Oh.
Yeah,
which is nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something I hadn't noticed. I was on this Caribbean island.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Pirates of the Caribbean Island. Let's say I shouldn't say where I was in case I go back there.
Were you at the ride at Disneyland or
no? This
or
is,
Disney World.
This was legit Caribbean, just for 5 days. And I thought, okay, well, I'm here. I got a vape pen, but you know, maybe I'll get some local island weed.
Okay.
So I say to the guy, you know, I was always a guy. Hey, can you get me a quarter of weed? And I'll tell you what, for doing it, I'll split it with you because I don't really need a whole quarter. I'm here for only 5 days. Okay. So he, I did give him the money about an hour later. And I thought, geez, that's a lot of dough. Yeah. But okay, maybe he needs to make a few bucks and that's fine. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, no problem. So about an hour and a half later, he texts me. I'm in the parking lot. Come on out. So I go out. And he goes, well, there you go. There's the weed. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? How in the, what? The? I had never seen so much weed in one bag.
Wow.
I asked for a quarter.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking for a quarter ounce. Oh, there he was in the car with a quarter pound of
Holy
weed.
Holy shit.
I'm like, buddy, what am I going to do with this in 5 days? He goes, I did wonder. He goes, wow, that was a real communication error, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so basically everybody at that resort is probably still smoking the weed that I left behind.
Okay, you just left it?
Nah, I left it with him.
Okay.
I took enough, you know, and then I was like, okay, that's all I expected. And he was like, oh, I can't believe how much I've got now. I'm like, eh, you'll sell that before the end of the day, I'm sure.
You know? And, okay, I won't ask you about the guy, but is it legal there?
No.
No.
No, and the weed is shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a really, it's like sticks and stems and what I call sticks and stones and probably bones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a bit of dirt in there.
Yeah. It's like they're so close to Jamaica, but somehow they get the worst weed ever, place.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess you smoked a significant amount of it considering you had a quarter pound.
It's what I like to refer to as dog shit weed, probably what it was grown in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, But, you know, you tolerate it and it's really sativa-y. It's not an indica on the island. And if you want a little bit of kush, like real kush, oh, it's only $50 a gram in some places. $50 a gram.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
anyway, it was an adorable mix-up, you see.
I remember when weed was just weed. Like when I was a teenager, it was just, we get some weed and that was it.
You know what that was?
What?
They had two kinds of weed, mainly back then, that we would all get. One was Jack Herrera, which is known as Lucky Jack in some places, Dirty Jack, just basically grow house weed.
Okay.
And I don't know. I have a feeling that came from the bikers where we are.
Yeah.
But the other one was BC Bud, right?
Okay.
So you would either get BC Bud that was really stinky or local weed that was like Jack Herrera, a little less stinky.
Was it coming from, I know that in the States often it was coming from Mexico, but I guess in Canada we wouldn't have.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Some of it was a little grimy. That was likely local grown weed at the time. That if it had a lot of sticks in it, because when I grow, that's how my weed grows. I get too much sticks in it, you know. But they don't take the time to take it out, of course, when they're selling it. But back in the day, that's kind of what we had. And then, of course, black hash. Whoop.
Yeah, I remember those.
BTs?
I remember a guy taking a big ball of hash, but I haven't seen hash since I was in Asia.
You can get hash in Asia?
Yeah, that's mainly what you...
Can't you just be beheaded for that or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I didn't smoke in Asia, but I saw it a lot. I had friends who would do it, but...
They would do it at the risk of being beheaded?
Yeah, but they say that, then, you know, it's weird. It's really weird because, you know, you would go to clubs in Taipei... And there'd be people openly doing lines of something. It's, you know, I'm not sure if it was coke. It could have been. Ketamine was legal there. I think you can do lines of it. It was legal. Yeah, ketamine was legal.
Okay.
And yeah, there was a district. It was all these gay bars, and they would all, like, you'd buy ketamine at the bar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and there was a... And even illegal drugs, though, there were bars. There was a bar, it was called the Lion King. I remember this. It was called the Lion King.
It's a circle of life.
I heard about this bar called the Lion King, and there was another one called Purple, I think it was called. And they had drug menus, and you could buy drugs. Yeah. And
they were like long-standing businesses that had been there for a long time? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Wow.
It's a corrupt place. You know,
right.
There's just a lot of corruption, organized crime. You know, the police just look the other way.
Right, because they're paid off and,
Yeah, yeah. And I remember Taipei was weird, man. You know, as a 21-year-old going there, there's just the corruption that you see. It was so hard to get used to, you know.
Right.
There would be, there was this club, you know, this is back in my 20s, going to clubs. I don't go to clubs anymore, but back then... Yeah, but there was, I think, was a club thing. It was called Room 18. I forget exactly. It doesn't matter. But every night you go to this club around 11, 12 p.m., all the music would stop, lights would turn on, and the cops would go through the bar, and they would check everyone's ID. They check everyone's ID, but no other clubs would. But this would happen.
And why were they doing it there?
Because that club was the only club in town that didn't bribe the police.
Oh, so they had to pay the price every night.
Yeah, so the police would
right in the prime of it, the yeah. lights had to go on.
Yeah, and they would just ruin the night, or you know, ruin your time for the time being, and wait for them to check everyone's ID and for them to bounce, and the music would come back on. But yeah,
wow, like,
yeah. And I just, you know, you don't really understand, you know, there's just open crime, but it's like, there's no graffiti. There's no like pickpocketing. There's there's no burglaries. There's no, you know, there's not like this petty crime that you would even see in Toronto. You know?
They've refined it to actual corporate.
Yeah. It's all organized
crime.
You know, the triads, and they're all heavily politically affiliated there. So it's, they were the major gangs were all tied to the major parties, and like Chiang Kai-shek, who was the leader of China and the leader of Taiwan, he was an organized crime member himself.
Okay,
and you know it's very interesting the way it works there, and the way the way crime works there. It's really weird.
It's civilized crime.
Yeah. But it's scary as well. Like, you really have to mind your P's and Q's when you're in bars and things like that. You know, you don't, you know, if, I remember a guy telling me a story, that, there's a foreign guy. I think he was from the UK. He, a guy walked up to him, Taiwanese guy walked up to him and said, "Hey, you hit me, you knocked my drink. Ooh. Say you're sorry." And this guy being, not smart, said, "Fuck you."
Ah.
And the bouncer in this, so this guy, the guy walks away, but then the bouncer comes up and hits him right in the nose with a device that doesn't exist in Canada. It's basically a mixture of a baton and a stun gun. So it's like an electrified bat.
I want one.
Yeah. It looks.
Somebody dial up Alibaba. And what's it called?
I don't know. It's some kind of stun bat.
So like baton. They're holding it in their hand and boom, it comes out and automatically smacks them.
So it's like you hit someone with a bat and it also electrocutes you. I think that's how it works.
Come on.
So this guy got hit right in the bridge of the nose. Like,
who doesn't want to see Nick and I have a battle with those?
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
Terrifying.
We'll stay away from each other's faces. Only dicks.
Okay. Well, just dick fight with stun batons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Think about it. That's crazy. Yeah. I'm not rushing to Asia because I'm a little unsure. You know what I mean?
But the thing is that
I do want to go. But
I never saw like of trouble just because I'm fairly well behaved, and you know, if I was in that situation, guy said, "You knock my drink, say sorry," I'd be like, "Sorry."
Yeah. So would I. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, you know, it's so funny. All of my Chinese friends, Japanese, and Korean friends, and even into Southeast Asia, mm-hmm. All of those cultures fascinate me. I love them.
Yeah.
You know, and their history is really kind of cool. Like, because it's ancient history. Mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. love it. And I don't know, just it does fascinate me. And I do want to go to Asia. I'd love to learn more so I feel safer going there as a hippie.
Yeah. It's a weird thing, eh? Like going to these places that actually have this long history. You know, Taiwan's a fairly young country, really. Yeah. It's been mostly indigenous population until the last couple hundred years. It's almost like North America.
Right.
But when I went to Turkey, mm-hmm. that was really wild.
Yeah.
Where I was swimming in the Mediterranean and we're by these rock cliffs, and my wife's Turkish. And we look up on this cliff, and there's this hole cut, chiseled out of the cliffside. It's a square hole cut into the, so it's almost like a doorway in the middle of a cliffside. And looking over this water, and I'm like, "What's going on over there?" And it looks like there's rust coming off it, like there was some kind of ladder or something. You know, there was some kind of metal fixture on this hole. And she says, "Oh, that's a tomb."
Oh,
like, oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm just swimming underneath it, and it's like there's like a body up there, and she's like, "Nah, it's long gone. That's been raided."
Oh my God.
Yeah, but that's it, and it, but just the level of how casual she was about that. Yeah,
because that's her norm.
Yeah, but I'm swimming in this water, and I'm thinking, like, what's underneath me right now?
Yeah, is bones, it like, man. Yeah.
Bones and, you know, gold coins and old statues. What's under there, you know? And, yeah, it was, you know, back
that's
Roman.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and...
I was in Santorini, and we went... I was walking along this cliff. I mean, there's a caldera that drops 250 feet, right? 400 feet maybe, right off into the ocean where once there was a volcano. You can go down. And there's just a church carved into the wall.
Wild.
Yeah. And so I didn't know. Okay, don't tell anybody. I didn't know that this wasn't really supposed to be opened. So I just peeked in. And there was like baptismal with cobwebs. And there was like candelabras with the candles. You could still see the wick where it was black. Okay, and it looked like it had just been abandoned and shut.
And this is a historical site.
Just there.
It's just there, and you walk in. No, this is just an ancient building that.
So I find out the next day that nobody's really peeked in there. That you shouldn't really pry the door open the way that somebody might have done it, to have a look. And
like, don't you think if that was in Toronto, it would just be covered in graffiti now?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah,
it would be totally ripped out. Or it would have to be barred up entirely, and then that would be covered in graffiti. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And by the way, Greece, one of the most graffitied places I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah,
on the islands, not at all. And around these, obviously ancient. Anyway, it's a lot of fun to find yourself in the midst of ancient history.
Yeah. We went under these aqueducts it was in Istanbul.
Mm.
So the aqueducts were built by the Byzantine Empire.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Right?
And it's freaking me out. But of course, the Turks are just,
that's our history.
Normal.
Here we are with our Grouper 7 and the Voyageur. Yeah. Dates back 400 years and that's as far as we can go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing how short our history is, huh?
No kidding. Like maybe a Viking tomb would be the closest thing.
The reason the tomb is there, they got off course.
Yeah.
they didn't mean to come here at all.
We got to bury Sven somewhere.
He has something that we don't want anybody else to catch. We have to bury him in the furthest point before the earth ends. Oh, by the way, I went to Science Books over the weekend, and I want everybody to know the earth is flat.
Oh, yeah. Good to know.
Well, it's all the data is there, I'm told.
Yeah? Well, it's a cover-up.
But the picture I saw looked incredibly accurate,
so
I'm pretty sure.
Well, it was on a turtle's back. If it's not a turtle's back, it's not accurate.
Oh, my goodness. No. So this wasn't authentic?
No. It has to be on a turtle's back. The earth is on a turtle's back.
Okay.
And it's on a turtle's back.
Oh, okay. The earth is still round. My bad. Mm. Turtle's back.
Yeah.
All right. This has been Marrow Wanderers. We'll catch you next time. I love you, Nick.
Cheers.